Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Marcy Cheek, and this is my midweek pick you up show. So today I thought I'd talk about energy. See if we could find some more energy for our life. And last Sunday was Easter Sunday, and I got in my car to prepare to go to my Coast Guard friend's home. I am a member of the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary here in Southern California, and I met this great new lady friend. So I was going to her home for Easter, and for ribs and beans, and I was taking the beans. It's my special recipe, which includes cooked onions with turmeric. And I turned on the engine to my car and went to the Garmin GPS system and punched in her address from my recently located places. And the Garmin, the LED screen, showed my car with a big question mark on it. Oh, I knew that we were in the beginning of the Grand Cross Cosmic Energies, which is a powerful alignment of all the key players in our solar system. And I wondered if it was creating new energies here that was affecting my GPS system, because I know that the Grand Cross creates tremendous energy for creation and transformation. So I thought, well, I'll turn my car off and then turn it back on again. And I punched in the address, and the LED screen showed my car with a big question mark on it. So I asked the car what was wrong. My car's name is Ernest. When I first got him, he told me how he was very serious. He was very serious about being a car. And he was just horrified when he found out it was going to be a working car. And I had to really, convince him how important he was to me to take me to my weddings. And I told him, I said, you know what, you make me look really good when I drive up in you at the wedding. You're extremely important to me and my business. And then he found out that the weddings were at the beach, and then he loved going because he would be parked at the ocean. He could sit and look at the ocean all day. And then one week I parked him in the paid parking lot, which was a block away from the ocean. And when I went back to pick him up, he was just in this big huff. I can't see the ocean here. I said, oh, I'm sorry, let me take you. And so I drove him over, you know, a block, and we sat there for a while, and I let him see the ocean. Anyway, I have a relationship with my car. You know, this can be very helpful in times like when your car's sitting there with a big question mark on it. So I asked Ernest, I said, what's wrong? Why can't the GPS find you? So he said, check the plug-in. Well, this is where the plug, you know, the Garmin plugs into the cigarette lighter, because that's where it gets its energy from the car. So I pushed on that connection and pushed it in and set it in its place, and voila, the Garmin could locate my car. It just needed to be connected. No connection, no energy. Connection. So now we have location, function, action. So let's just take a few minutes today to look at what we are connected to, because what we are connected to is going to determine where we are, what we're doing, what is happening in our life. location, function, action. Because knowing our location, our function, and looking at our actions will determine just how much energy we have. Well, today I think we all would probably think we're more connected than we've ever been before because of our technology. The sister of my Coast Guard friend was there Sunday, and she's connected to a worldwide group of real people who, since 1997, have been playing the virtual reality game that is called EverQuest. Now, this game allows you to be up to 7 different characters with different types of personalities and different types of powers and different agendas. Now, this sister got involved in this game when she broke her leg and was laid up for 5 months. She couldn't drive and she couldn't go to work. And she is a technical systems development engineer at Boeing, which is a highly creative and mentally stimulating job. And she was bored to death being at home. So a friend of hers introduced her to the game. And now, over 15 years later, she's still a fan. And not only does she still actively play the game, she has developed real friendships with many of the players who live all over the world. And every so often, they get together in real time at different places in the world for eyeball-to-eyeball human fellowship. Now, the last time they got together was last year in San Diego, which was very convenient for this sister, although she didn't mind going to Rome for the get-together a couple years before that. And while most of their actions together are in the virtual world of EverQuest, yet they are also now connected in a very real way as real people with real lives. And another friend of mine took an Easter trip up the coast of California. So all week long, he was sending pictures and journaling his activities by Facebook. So every so often, my phone signaled me. He posted another picture of what he was eating or that he was driving across the Golden Gate Bridge or he was having a wine tasting or stopping for the night at a charming bed and breakfast or a coastal hostel. And he has a lot of friends on Facebook, and he shared his trip with all of us. And he would think he's really connected. And if I would ask the question, are you connected? Probably everyone listening to me would say yes. Actually, everywhere you go, people are looking at their phones. Even in restaurants, 4 people can be sitting in a booth and they're all on their phone. So they're connected, I guess, in a sense, but what kind of a connection is it? If each one of them's on their phone, they're not really connected with the people they're even sitting with, except maybe physically. And I know husbands and wives who sit in their living room at night with the television on and they're playing a game on their phone. So what are these kinds of connections? Who are they really connected with? Are they connected to each other? Are they connected to the program on television? Are they just connected to the game on their phone? Well, I guess the next question we should ask is, what connects us to something? Because as I sit here at the computer, my hands are connected to the keyboard, my body's connected to the chair, my feet are connected to the floor, my eyes are looking at the screen, my ears are hearing someone outside who's watering the flowers and sweeping the sidewalk while I'm also listening to music. So what part of me is actively engaged here? Well, all of me, I guess, because I am a dimensionally interactive human. I operate in the third dimension of matter in a human form, with knowledge coming in from the five senses, hearing, tasting, smelling, seeing, and touching, and intuition coming in from the levels of the animal, plant, and mineral kingdoms. And I also operate in other dimensions, past the fourth dimension of the knowledge of good and evil, into the fifth dimension of heaven here on earth, in the sixth dimension of the spiritual laws, and I like to live in the seventh dimension of perfection. And at all of these levels, there are connections. We are a multi-level, dimensionally interactive being. And I have found that it does take some enlightenment to begin to know when you are operating and on what level. Now, on the third dimension, humans are constantly being bombarded by competing energies. You know, I work at home, and when I stay at home for about 3 days and then I have an appointment and I have to go get on the freeway, those cars just seem to be whizzing by so fast when I get up there to start to get on the freeway, and it takes me a time of adjustment. Kind of, first of all, to get my nerve to get up there, I'll sometimes just take surface streets if I can, and then secondly, after I get up on the freeway, I have to kind of, in a sense, rev myself up to get into that 70-mile-an-hour vibration of the other cars on the freeway. And I have to align my vision and my hearing and my response actions to be alert and aware of everything that's going on around me. And I have realized that in order to keep myself even able to continue to drive on the freeway, I am going to have to be on that freeway more than once a week. So I've decided I'm living my life more now on just a day-to-day basis and scheduling short-term errands like, you know, going to the bank and getting in my food every day. Because this way I won't lose my ability to drive on the freeway. And I'll have a secondary benefit also of having really, really fresh food every day. Okay, since we live in the information age and our technology does connect us around the world minute by minute, it is becoming necessary for us to initiate certain controls over how much we are going to be connected. Who do we want to be connected to? How are we going to be connected? Do you keep your phone on all day? Or do you give yourself a little break from that constant flow of information coming from your phone? Do you really need to know what Sue had for lunch? The reason I ask this is because when we're constantly connected to all of the energies that are coming to us from outside of ourselves, and we're in a constant state of response to these energies coming from outside of ourselves, we are using our inner energies to respond to all of these energies coming from outside of ourselves. And then we wonder why we are so tired. Actually, you know, there's more chronic fatigue syndrome and autoimmune diseases today than ever before, because we are depleting our inner energies by constantly connecting to all of the outer energies competing for our attention. So, what is the answer? Let's just look at why we feel like we need to be so connected. Because I think this comes from a deep inner need. And a need is something we can't do without. A need means that we must have it or we can literally die. We need to have air to breathe. We need to have food to eat. We need to sleep at night. And we need to be connected. Because when we came from the realms of spirit and we took on the form of a baby in the womb of our mother, and then we were thrust out into this cold, cruel world at our birth, there was a definite and a profound disconnection from all there is. You could just call this birth disconnect. Because first we were totally one with all there is, with the creator of all there is, the energy of the universe, which is love. We were formless, but we swam in the streams of consciousness of loving and being loved with all of the other souls. And then we chose a set of parents, and they created a biological form that we began to visit during the mother's pregnancy. And as we visited that form, we felt a connection with the mother. And during these connections, we were still in and out of the womb, but we began to have awareness of many things. We could sometimes feel love from our mother, and sometimes from our father, and sometimes just from the mother because the father isn't there. But also we could feel our mother's fears and her frustrations, her distressing or confusing times when things just didn't feel right. And we heard fighting, and we sometimes felt our mother feeling like she was just powerless. And sometimes we felt like no one cared about us. We felt like they didn't have enough money, and there was another experience that seemed so frightful that was called pain. And then our mother took drugs, and it caused that delicate body that we were going to begin to use when we were birthed to get all mixed up. And it began to form a resistance that was developed that was called anger. And then the day came and the mother's body thrust us out into the local environment, and we were wrapped up in a blanket and put into an incubator. What happened here? Where am I? Gosh, this is a noisy place. I'm so scared, and I feel all alone. Well, for many of us, we were put to our mother's breast, and for that lovely time we nursed, we felt the warmth of our mother's body, and we felt her arms around us, and we relaxed a little, and we suckled, and were loved. But then we were alone again until the next time we were fed. And then many of us were just wrapped up in uncomfortable clothes, strapped into a car seat, and taken to a daycare center where different people took care of us every day. And so we continued to feel all alone. And even in the case of a baby who's born to a mother and a father who carefully and lovingly plan to have it, and the mother stays home and takes total care of the child and loves the child and tends to its every need, there is still the sense of separation from the source energy and that chronic and profound need for reconnection. Because even when the outer circumstances of the baby are complete and perfect, the inner need to be aware of that soul's connection to its original source is still there. Now, the first 7 years of a child's life will be mostly within the confines of the connections in the home, to whatever extent they exist. And then from 7 to 14 years, the child is being connected to environments outside of the home, like school, an extended family, and friends. And then from 14 to 21, the child is beginning to connect with its own inner self, who they are, why they are here, what do they want to do with their life. And here is where the awareness of their connection to their source energy should happen. That source energy, what do you call that? God or the universe or spirit? Whatever they call that eternal stream of consciousness that is before the beginning and after the ending, whatever they call that, creator of all that is. This is the time for them to reconnect. It is essential that the soul reconnect at this time in order to have the power to stand in the presence of their peers and be an individual, self-assured, and a confident person. This power to stand as an individual, self-assured, and confident is in the kingdom of God. Jesus called it the kingdom of God, and he said it was within him. And I know that it is within me. And young people especially need to know that this power is within them. I taught my children that this power was within them and that their body was the temple of this power. And none of my kids took drugs, got drunk, or were sexually permissive, because they respected the power of the kingdom of God that was within them, and they honored it in their lives. They knew that they were the representatives of the kingdom of God, and their actions were going to show whoever they were with what was within the realms of righteousness, peace, and joy. And at my granddaughter's graduation a few years ago, my daughter said, "Mom, she isn't pregnant. She's never taken drugs. She's never been drunk. She's never been arrested or gone to jail. I think I did a good job." And I agreed, especially today, because I thought it was hard when I was raising my children. But I have to applaud parents today who can give that report. My child has not been pregnant or caused a girl to get pregnant. My child has never taken drugs. My child has never been drunk. And my child has never been arrested or gone to jail. You know, in my day, these ideas weren't even thought of. The worst thing my peers did was smoke. And this was done behind everybody's back, and no one talked about it. And then we knew the girls who would put out. That's what we called having sex then. But we didn't include those girls in our group. We were the smart girls who were saving ourselves for our husband. Now, if this reconnection is not made sometime before 21 years old, then that is a soul who is floundering around in a sea of sharks and whales, shark pits that will eat it up. Whale problems that are so much bigger than they are and overwhelm and confuse them. And the soul's defense and sense of survival seems to depend upon being connected. So we are all cell phone addicts as a substitute for reconnecting with the source and the life of our energy. Yep, I guess we just need to know what Sue had for lunch. Now, I'm not against cell phones. I have three children, and they all live all across the U.S., and I love sending a text to them and getting a text right back just as much as anybody else does, because it feels like I love them, and they love me, because that's what life's all about. Loving and being loved, and in establishing the reconnection, we are really trying to feel that love that we knew before we came here. Because, you know, the energy of the universe is love. Everything runs by love. Our solar system runs perfectly. And since December of 2013, four of the planets in our solar system have been getting to a formation called the Grand Cross. And the apex of this formation is today. The four planets are Jupiter, Uranus, Pluto, and Mars just came into its place perfectly today. They are each 180 degrees apart. And all four of them form an exact right 90-degree angle to one another. This is not by accident. This kind of alignment is a consciously loving action, especially right now, just for us, that we can begin to experience the deepest connection we have ever had in our life with the love energy of our universe. This Grand Cross is a benevolent and loving gift from the other parts of our solar system, which is premeditatively and with the grandness of all of the love that the solar system can muster at this time to call out to us and to connect with us. Uranus says, people, wake up! You have all the power now to be an individual, self-assured, sovereign, unique, special person. Jupiter in the cardinal sign of Cancer says, reconnect and expand your concept of love and home and family. Mars is in Peacemaker Libra and is saying, war, no more. Negotiate, mitigate, forgive, forget. Don't talk about that anymore. And Pluto is the ruler of all hidden power dynamics. So Pluto is saying, let's restructure things from the ground up. Let's clear out all corruption in government and corporations and family systems and all other elements of our society. Pluto observes the unconscious impulses of humans and says, it's time to deal with that hidden, buried stuff that you've swept under the rug. And there is going to be some intense life work rebalancing to do. Issues related maybe to mother and father. There's a lot of mental and emotional processing time to do. It's time for a cosmic detox. And I'm suggesting that this time of cosmic detox is going to shine the light upon what you are connected to. And what connections you need to disconnect from, and what connections you need to reconnect to. And the most important connection at this time is to the inner source of your energy, which is connecting with whatever it is you call God or the universe or source or spirit or I Am Presence or it's what I call the kingdom of God within. And connecting with source energy will give you wisdom to know what else to connect to in your life. And right now, today is the moment of power. Today is all there is. So be present in this moment and know that you are alive in a sea of love, that there's nothing to be afraid of. There are all things necessary for your life. There is loving and being loved. There is supply and abundance. And there is power, unlimited power, unending power. There is no need to to be sick or tired. You are connected to the energy that runs everything, that keeps the planets in their orbits, that keeps our solar system operating in our galaxy, keeps our galaxy operating in the universe. Can you see how big this is? And everything is operating perfectly and in loving precision for the highest and best good of everything and everyone. And that includes you. There are no premeditated bad things planned to hurt you. The sun will come up tomorrow, and the earth will turn on its axis. And if bad stuff is happening, then there are too many people giving their energy to bad stuff. Because bad stuff doesn't have any power of its own. The only power is love. And love isn't happy when bad things happen. So disconnect from thinking about bad stuff. So let me just show you a simple way to disconnect your energy from your doubts, from your fears, and from your worries. So just close your eyes now. And for just 10 seconds, take your right hand and hold your left hand. Now let your left hand feel the love coming from your right hand. Just for 10 seconds, let your left hand be caressed by your right hand. And let the energy of the kingdom of God within you give you love and feel love. Just feel the caring. Now, for that 10 seconds, were you free from your doubts and your fears? During those 10 seconds, were you afraid? During those 10 seconds, were you worried about anything? Because the answer is no. You came into this moment right now, and you felt the love of the kingdom of God that is inside of you. Give love to your left hand. And for that 10-second period, you were free of worry and doubts and fears. So now you know that it's possible to be free from worry, doubts, and fears, because all you need to do now is extend and expand your awareness to beyond 10 seconds, up to 20 seconds, maybe even a minute. And eventually you can bring this time of loving and being loved up to several minutes. And now what I'm going to say might sound impossible, but I can tell you that it is possible. You can eventually get to where you live your life free of worry, doubts, and fears. Because you're a part of all that is. You're a part of everything. And the intent of the universe is to provide you with an environment where you can experience all of your deepest desires, your fondest hopes, and your most impossible dreams. And as you are more and more aware of being one with everything, you will find that you don't need to have as much validation and attention from the things and people outside of yourself. It's not that you won't want to still be in touch, because being in touch is important. But being in touch will not drain you of your energy anymore, because you'll begin to use the energy from the kingdom of God within you to send out energy to those you are in touch with. And this energy is never ending. It can't be depleted. It's limitless. So you won't be so tired anymore. You will swim in the sea of love, full and fulfilled without any needs, not afraid, not anxious, not depressed, not tired, and not sick. Because love is joyful and love is peaceful, and loving and being loved is happiness. You won't know if this works if you don't try it. So if you just begin by trying it for 10 seconds, you can eventually get up to 1 minute. And the more you experience, the more you will want to experience it. And eventually, you can live your life in love. And you know what? At this time of the Grand Cross, you have the most energy available to help you do this as there has ever been in your whole life. Now, there are many energy platforms, all different planes, thought waves, radio waves, microwaves, and we are constantly sending out and receiving thought waves, and we are constantly receiving radio waves and microwaves, and the electromagnetic energy environment that we live in is a negative energy state. So the media constantly feeds this negative energy state. So when we're connected to these negative energy streams, we can kind of be swept along by them, and we can be taken into the depths of negative energy until we feel like we have to try to be released out of it, so we take drugs. But however, there is now information about scalar waves, S-C-A-L-A-R. This is a neutral zero-point energy that is now available. It's unlimited. It's available to everyone. And it has the potential for liberating ourself as well as our world. Our body understands and operates on these scalar waves. And we can begin to operate on these scalar waves when we begin to disconnect to the negative energy waves. And I have to tell you that the cell phone operates on the negative radio wavelengths. And most everything we hear and talk about is awful. The media and our movies and most AM radio shows are actually taking awful to a lower and lower level every day. It seems that they just can't find the lowest level of bad. They seem to be able to find another terrible, awful thing to talk about. Killings and sexual atrocities and accidents, just terrible, terrible things. But we can turn that off. And we can begin to only talk about wonderful things, or else just keep quiet. Quit telling your terrible things. And quit listening to terrible things. And one way to judge if you should listen to something or not is, how does it make you feel? Does it scare you? Then it just robbed you of your energy. Does it make you feel sad? It just robbed you of your energy. Does it make you feel terrible, like make you feel sick, like make your stomach turn? You just got sick. Do you feel yourself kind of just like almost shudder and tense up all the inner parts of your body? You've just shut off all your energy. These are things you don't want to listen to. And you are the one who is going to determine what you're connected to. And you are the one who's going to use your energy for what you're going to use your energy for. You are in charge. So you can now begin to change your electromagnetic energy field where your energy can become a neutral, sacred source connected to the all there is operating on scalar energies of unlimited energy, and you can begin to create the world you want to live in. And remember the ancient Hawaiian people's words, Iki, the world, is what you think it is. Kala, there are no limits. Everything is possible. Makai, energy flows where attention goes. Manawa, now is the moment of power. Mana, all power comes from within. Pono, effectiveness is the measure of truth. And aloha, to love is to be happy with. And starting this Friday night at 7 o'clock at my Friday night 21st Century Prayer Meeting, I'm going to begin a 7-week program for practicing the steps of manifestation for what we want in our lives. And this Friday night, we will start with step one, which is the will to do, making a decision. This instruction was originally given by the Elohim Hercules, who was one of the Elohim who created our earth. And you can prepare for this lesson by downloading my book at www.MrWriteForMe.com. and beginning to answer the questions on pages 45 to 48. This will give you an opportunity to begin to practice the will to do in making a decision. And then come to the meeting on Friday night here on Blog Talk Radio at 7 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time, or you can listen in the archives and begin to take advantage of this tremendous energy that is being supplied to us by the Grand Cross right now, which is going to go on for about another 60 days, to create our life exactly the way we want it. So this is Marcy Ann, and I'm going to say aloha now. To love is to be happy with. And my music is by visionarymusic.com, which is music designed, created specifically to support you as you make any and all changes in your life.